Sure, close our borders. A couple days ago, a meme written by a guy named John Coleman Ray showed up on my Facebook feed. One of my Facebook friends decided to share the meme, and that's how it came to me. The meme simply said, close our borders. Let's see how many shares we can get. It's left to the reader to interpret what exactly the very short meme means. I'm pretty darn sure it's not referring to the U.S.-Canadian border, so it seems obvious to me the meme is referring to our southern border. I certainly understand the concern Americans have about our southern border, where thousands of desperate people, mostly from Central American countries, have amassed in northern Mexico in hopes of escaping poverty, violence, and political turmoil in their own countries. But when John Coleman Ray says, close our borders, it's a fair assumption he thinks our southern border is wide open, and those desperate Central American folks can enter the United States at any time, at any place, and make their way to wherever they wish to go in our country. That, of course, is not true. I've thought a lot about our nation's immigration issue, especially as it applies to the current situation at our southern border. And I've thought a lot about John Coleman Ray's very vague meme, close our borders. If I were to sit down and write a letter to John Coleman Ray, I might say something like this. Dear John Coleman Ray, the idea that our southern border is totally open is not at all true. The undocumented immigrant issue at the southern border is definitely complex and one that has confronted U.S. governments as far back as the 1920s. No one I know is in favor of open borders, and comprehensive immigration reform is long overdue, not just to deal with the people at our southern border trying to immigrate into the United States legally and illegally, but also with the undocumented immigrants already living in our country, now estimated at 11 million, most of whom came from Mexico and Central America. In fact, in 2013, the U.S. Senate passed with bipartisan support a bill titled Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. The bill then went on to the House of Representatives, where it was left to die without a vote. Why, you might ask? Well, the Republicans were in the majority and functioned under what was known as the Hastur Rule, named after a previous Republican Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastur, which deemed that when Republicans were in control of the House, no bill could be brought to the floor for a vote unless it could pass without a single Democratic vote. The Senate Immigration Reform Bill would have passed easily in the House with bipartisan support if it had been brought to a vote. In fact, House Republicans didn't want a successful immigration bill passed because their base was ginned up to believe immigration, especially from the southern border, was making the country less American, a euphemism for less white. The situation is no different today. A 2020 Pew Research poll found that 81% of registered Republicans and Republican-leaning voters are white. A more recent poll found that 79% of Republicans not only want a halt to immigration at the southern border, but increased deportation of the 11 million undocumented immigrants already living and working in the United States. It's all pretty simple. Most Republican legislature won't consider meaningful immigration reform because their base is dead set against it. Period. End of story. Consider this, John. If the photo on your Facebook page is accurate, you're a bit like me. We're both white senior citizens. Stoking fear of people who don't look like us may be an effective short-term political strategy, but it's an awfully counterproductive strategy. Here's why. The United States population is 332 million. To maintain that population, a birth rate of 2.12 is necessary. Our country's current birth rate is 1.64, and there's no sign of it increasing anytime soon. I don't know, John, but maybe Republican state and national elected leaders, given their penchant for passing forced birth legislation, can find ways to pass legislation forcing women to have more babies. But I digress here. Given that our population isn't growing, which doesn't bode well for the economy, we actually need more immigration. Labor projections for the next few decades are that the United States will be millions of workers short, especially in essential sectors like agriculture, construction, the service industry, and elderly care. I don't know, John, maybe your experiences are different than mine, but as I drive through the agricultural regions of California, I never see anyone of my ethnicity toiling in the hot sun, working the fields that provide all Americans with the bounty of food we take for granted. Most look very much like those desperate folks trying to gain entry into the United States at our southern border. John, it's in our nation's economic and social interest to find ways to help and welcome those desperate folks at the southern border become an integral part of our great nation. All they desire is an opportunity to work and find success in the United States. John, there's a good chance that there's going to be a day, not so very far off, when people like you and me will need someone to change our diapers, feed us, wipe our noses, and hopefully give us a smile or two during our long days sitting in our wheelchairs staring out at mostly nothing. When I visit assisted living facilities, I rarely see care workers who look like me. I do see a whole lot of workers who look a whole lot like those desperate folks at our southern border. Thanks for listening to this edition of You Gotta Be Schmitten Me. And a special thanks to the Facebook friend post which inspired me to write this podcast.